The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM broadcast from Cruthers Hall. My name is Cooper, and this is The Rat Ring. Cruthers Hall is in Kingston, Ontario. I almost forgot that part. I'm playing metal. Yep.
tends to dominate the Earth, oftentimes treating other fellow Earthlings and living beings as mere objects. If a being suffers, there can be no moral justification for refusing to take that suffering into consideration. No matter what the nature of the being, the principle of equality requires that one suffering can be counted equally with the like suffering of any other being. Speciesists allow the interests of their own species to override the greater interests of members of other species. In each case, the pattern is identical. Humans who have power exploit those who lack it.
The second canopic packet is the individual's penis, which was a little strange, because it did not just contain the end of the tissue, but the entire member, which is now completely dried out.
That was Last Leg by Backstabber, Hands That Mold by Dystopia, Credulity by Gut Rot, Politician's Parasite by Excarnation, and Pus-Filled Carcass by Hemdale. Last week was a rebroadcast of a previous episode. Sorry, I have really bad time management, and I couldn't really, I couldn't get a new rat ring in time, and I wish I could have done it. It's just like, I took 6 courses this semester because I've had such bad luck getting into classes, and I do not want to get fucked over later. So I'm getting them all in ahead of time, except, it's a pretty intense schedule. But I do think it'll be worth it in the end, because in my later years, I'll be able to do like part-time and still, graduate. I can really focus in on my 4th year courses and whatnot. Anyway, I think it's worth it. But unfortunately, that does mean occasionally I have like a week where I just have no fun and I hate my fucking life. But it's worth it in the end. Oh, speaking of like bad time management, I'm trying to get into a new hobby already. Like, and the worst part is, it's really, really time-consuming. I've been seeing people on, like, YouTube, making chainmail shit, and it looks so cool, and it's not too hard. You just, loop rings around each other. The only issue with it is just, it takes forever, because, you need to take pliers and bend rings, and then hook them into each other, and to get anything at like a decent size, you'll be at it for hours. And, that's a great idea for me, who is already struggling to make time for shit I want to do. But I mean, you know what? I'll have something to do over the winter break. I've already ordered the jump rings. I went to buy them in person. Do not buy them in person. They sell them in, like, packs of 50 for, like, $3 each. You will not get anywhere with that. You gotta go online and find, like, someone who makes chainmail and then order jump rings from them. Because, like, I got 1,000 of them for, like, $20. So, not bad at all. Much better than 50 for, like, $3.99. Anyway, that was kind of roughly based around, like, crust and sludge. The last one was grind and sludgy riff, but whatever. I didn't have a plan for this. I'm just really feeling out what I want to play, and the next song is going to be a slam song, because, I feel like it.
We'll be right back.
That was, I lost myself in the, tab, sorry about that. That was Intimacy Wound by Constriction, Shit Karma by Satanic Tico, In Resplendent Terror by Emasculator, Rhizome by Disavowed, and Carcass's Revenge by Fester Decay. This week and last week, I'm not using any background music. I don't know. I think it's a little better, honestly. Like, the background music was neat, but it wasn't very similar to the music I was playing, and it was a little bit not the vibe I was fully going for. Like, I was playing some Aphex Twin, because it's nice and ambient, and not, like, too in the way. But also, I really thought, after a while, the electronic was kind of not meshing with the segments. And I mean, I'm speaking, so it doesn't matter that much. But I don't know. I think it's just better as just me talking. I'm not sure if that's how everyone else feels, but I'm just gonna stop doing it. Unless I find a song that's better. But also, the reason why I wasn't using metal as my background music is the distortion on the guitars is very, like, strong, obviously. So when you turn a super distorted guitar down a lot to be, like, sitting in the background, it no longer sounds like music. It just sounds like, like, it sounds like I'm making a mistake. So metal in the background, not really happening. I will tell a story that I realized I forgot to tell. And the longer I wait, the more I'll forget the details of it. So I, at like a Halloween party, I spent the night, blah, blah, blah. The next morning, we wanted to get breakfast. And we were like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's eat at Coco Fruity. So as we pull into Coco Fruity, the other group of people had gotten there a bit before us. And we see this, like, almost, like, crackhead-looking woman wearing a giraffe costume shouting at them and walking between all of them. And they all look very concerned. And, like, as we get out of the car, she starts walking away. And, like, I walk up to my friends and I'm like, what the fuck was that? They're like, I don't know what that was. And she was, all she said really was like, everyone needs to work food service. That stupid motherfucker with the glasses, I'm going to shove his fucking glasses up his ass. And anyway, we were going to go walk into Coco Fruity, and we realize we're trailing behind her. We realize she is a waitress at Coco Fruity. And we're like, oh God, please let her be our waitress, is what I was saying. But a few people were saying, you know, please God, do not let her be our waitress. And guess what? She was our waitress. And, you know, it wasn't awful. It was just like, I don't know what her problem was. She was just being really, really weird and uncomfortable the entire time. Like, way too charismatic. And not in a good way. Like, we'd be taking our orders and she'd be making, like, faces while she was writing them down. And, like, okay, wait, before, like, when she went to come over and take our orders, she just, like, stood beside my friend and got really close to his face. And he looked up at her and he was like, are we ordering now? And she went, mm-hmm. And was, like, making her eyes big and, like, shaking her head up and down, like, agreeing, but, you know, exaggerating the head shake, basically. Or the head nod. But yeah, all throughout the ordering process, she was making these, like, funny haha, like, millennial Facebook faces. And there was some point when she, like, was joking around, but it was a very uncomfortable joke where she was saying, like, giraffes can fight back. And she was, like, whipping her giraffe tail at us and going, And it was just a very uncomfortable experience. And, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to eat at Coco Fruity again. Hopefully she can shove that guy's glasses up his ass. Anyway, I'm gonna play music. That was Towering Flesh by Pig Destroyer, Mr. LeBeau by Flesh Parade, Delicious Gory Fun by Hemdale, The Hillside Stranglers by Dahmer, We Are All Not Polish by Erzsigathis, Scarlet Hourglass and Thumbsucker, both by Pig Destroyer. Thank you for having listened tonight. I've been your host, as always. I've been meaning to have, like, a guest of some kind. I'm just a bum, and like I said earlier, terrible time management, and I always do this shit last minute, so it's not easy to pull a guest on, you know, last minute, especially because a lot of the people I want to have on have no idea how the radio station works, and I know at the start I had a bit of difficulty finding Canadian artists and newer artists and, you know, the criteria, so I don't want to just make them do it, you know, on the spot. But anyway, I'm running out of time, so please check out the set lists at the_rat_ring on Instagram. And yeah, that's all for tonight. Thank you for having listened.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato, Duretti, Marnetti. On November 8th,